Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Boy, and I thank you for joining me today. I have a great guest on with me. I'm very, very excited about today's topic. It dovetails very well with my past and, of course, what we've been doing over nearly a decade now in terms of investing. And if you happen to catch last week's show, I talked about all the hats you can wear in investing and all the hats you may have worn in a past life, at your career, at your job. And for me, that was finance. I was in corporate finance. I was in treasury. I like to handle that money, right? Jerry Maguire, show me the money. So today, I have that money guy on with me for you. And we're gonna explore the Lifestyles model from start to finish in terms of, I guess, from the perspective of financing is the best way to put that. And my guest, I met him pretty much day one from my membership with Lifestyles when I joined back in March of 2012. And the organization he's with, they've actually been vendors with Lifestyles Unlimited close to 15 years, since 2006, in fact. Vendor of the month, far too many times for me to be able to count. Five-star rating with our members out of five. Let's put that qualifier there, five out of five. Five being the highest ranking, of course. And I've just simply learned a lot from my guest over the years at vendor events where he's spoken. Out on single family road trips, which is where we go and walk a property or maybe multiple properties, talk with sundry vendors in different contexts around what's happening at that property. And of course, at our case studies. In fact, I did my first loans with this gentleman back in 2012. So I'm talking about Kerry Donham with Capital Concepts. So without further ado, Kerry, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you for that warm welcome. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And I mean it full-heartedly. I've learned a ton from you, especially going to those single family road trips, which we are finally kicking off again here in North Texas later this month and then ongoing. The level that, you know, you picture that hockey stick, that learning curve. For me, it just really skyrocketed when I got out to those events and was able to interface one-on-one with folks like yourself. So I fully appreciate it. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself and of course about Capital Concepts so the listener has an idea going into the show who you guys are.
Yeah, I'd like to start off to tell you a little bit about myself, Blake, who owns the company, a little history on the company, what we've done, and eventually through the show, I'd like to get into some of the loan products. What we do for Lifestyle members in the process, of course, is very important. But those products, and then what we'll do is we'll talk about some scenarios as well, because I think those scenarios, Andy, will give some context to the members listening, especially new members. But my goal here is to help give information and that somebody in the audience walks away with a nugget or two.
Absolutely. Let's assume that the listener has no experience at all, ultimately, right?
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so background on the company. Blake Yarborough, he's a guy I've known for a minute since the early to mid-80s. He and I met in Houston, and we stayed friends throughout the years. And he created this company in 1998. And in 2002, I started buying properties. So around 2004, Blake started picking my brain on what I was doing in the investing arena. And I started picking his brain on what he was doing on the mortgage side of the business. And the rest, as they say, is history. But Blake, you know, of course, he set the world on fire. He started buying properties heavily in 2008 after the mortgage meltdown. And I think he owns somewhere around 120 properties now.
Wow.
And of course, I've bought and sold over 50 of my own houses over the years. So I think that unique blend of experience in both the mortgage side, you know, as well as the investing side of the business helps us help members make better and smarter decisions.
Absolutely. And I think I spoke to that already in the opening is just the question. And I think the questions change, you know, for the listener now that has no idea about hard money, for example. they may have a set of questions, but as you get more experience, those questions, they grow, and you guys have the experience to really lend your knowledge to anyone on any part of that scale, which is, again, for me, extremely, extremely helpful, as well as for our broader lifestyles base. And Capital Concepts is, so you mentioned Blake, he's in Houston, so I get an understanding of your footprint. You're in Houston, you're up here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Where else do you guys operate?
We're going national with you guys, so we're already licensed in multiple states. We have several other states that are lined up, and probably throughout the summer we'll have three or four more states that we're going to be licensed in. So pretty much anywhere you guys go, Andy, we're going to be following.
Very good. And where do we go? We are pretty much nationwide. Got the office, the bricks and mortar in Phoenix, got the realty team now based out of Atlanta, Georgia, servicing that broader southern sector there. And of course, we're all across Texas. So, hey, great to hear. And I'm going to give out the number here for the listener. If you've got any questions about hard money or conventional or anything in between, today's show is all about financing as well as that model that we employ at Lifestyles Unlimited. Let me give you the number here in the studio. It is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. And if you're feeling shy, just send me an email. I check that throughout the show. You can email me at askandy@luinc.com. So, Carrie, let's kick it off. Maybe you can describe the Lifestyles model in general, right, start to finish, just broadly, since you really do bookend that process at the start. And then again, when we get to the end, and we're talking about single family houses here, I should probably specify that in this particular context.
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to give it to you from a financing perspective. One of the first things you do as a new member is you're going to get pre-approved with a lender. That's the most important, because if you can't get financing lined up, you're not going to be able to buy property. The good news is we have multiple loan products to help you no matter what your scenario is. So first thing, you get pre-approved. Now with us, that's pretty quick. That's a 24-hour turnaround time in most cases. If you have really difficult tax returns, you know, a bunch of K-1s and stuff, we might have to dig into that a little deeper. But typically, if not the same day, by the next day, you have letters in your hand. And then you're ready to take that to a mentor.
Got it. Carrie, we're gonna take a quick break, and we're going to dig a little deeper, speaking of which, when we come back. And you mentioned financing, and I have a question for you about the cash buyer. So you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show with Carrie Donham and Andy Webb. Stick around. Stay tuned.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in the real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Host Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, I'm joined by Carrie Donham with Capital Concepts, and we are talking all things financing. This is a vendor that's been with our vendor program for close to 15 years now. across the state of Texas and beyond, as we just heard in the prior segment. And by the way, if you miss any part of this show, missed any earlier shows, you can tune in if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button, catch all of our past shows as podcasts. Those are archived out there for you. If there's anything Carrie says that piques your interest and you need to go back and listen a time or two, you can find that on that website. And if you have any questions today, give us a call. The number here is 855-497-4335. And Carrie, we were just talking ahead of the break. We were starting to shift gears and get into the general process. You were telling us, hey, first things first, find out what your financial firepower is. What are you qualified to do? So tell us a little bit more about how that works.
Sure. And that's the pre-approval process. And once we look at you on paper, we can help you strategize better. We know what kind of cash you have. We know, is your debt-to-income ratio in line with what it needs to be for conventional financing? If not, then we're looking at our alternative programs. And, in fact, after we hand you your letters and my congratulations email, it's long-winded. It gives a lot of good information on what to expect. You're supposed to call me at that point, and then we have our strategy session. We go over the loan products. We go over the strategies that we've utilized on our own properties. And then that helps somebody really understand what's possible for them.
So not everybody qualifies for a straight conventional loan, in other words.
Correct.
Okay. But so you have alternative products.
Yeah. And let's talk about that. Since you brought it up, we'll kind of segment into that. Conventional is just one aspect of what we do. We own our own hard money lending company, and we offer commercial financing for both single family and multifamily. On the single family side, and I'm going to tell you a scenario, and this will help bring some context to it for listeners.
Okay.
On the single family side, we have a commercial product that's asset-based lending. It's an asset-based loan, meaning I don't need tax returns, I don't need W-2s, I don't need pay stubs. There is no debt-to-income ratio calculation. It goes off of the borrower's credit score. If they have reserve funds left over to do the transaction, cash outlay for the transaction, and it's based on the cash flow of the property. So I'll give you a scenario. There's a gentleman who is a Lifestyles member, and he sold his business recently, and he was sitting on $1.6 million. He could not get qualified for conventional.
And no income.
Right. No income. We can't calculate a debt-to-income ratio, so we were able to fund transactions for him on this loan product. It's a fantastic, it's my new favorite loan product. Let me just say that.
Yeah, I've seen some of the, I guess that's what was that called, non-qualifying type mortgages that are out there, and the rates, they blow me away. I mean, they're phenomenal for something that is not Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac backed, which is that conventional product that your gentleman in this case could not qualify for.
Right now with the buy down, you can get down to as low as 3.85%. Most of them are pricing out at around 4 plus or minus just a little bit, depending on the cash flow of the property. So that's a really good rate.
And you mentioned the term there, buy down. What does that mean? And when might I want to employ that?
It just means you're paying discount points to get a lower rate, where the start rate might be something, you know, like a 5.75 with no buy down, and then you can buy all the way down and get the lowest rate. And what's nice about this program is the buy down is significant enough that your cash flow, your additional cash flow from having a lower payment, buying down the rate, makes up for the points that you pay, the discount points, in about 2.5 years. So if you're going to keep the property 3 years or longer, the buy down always makes sense.
That's what I wanted to hear. So that comes back to goals, and that's where you, and that's where the mentors at Lifestyles as well, sit down with the members and talk about goals and how long and what is your, you know, do you plan to shift in from single to multi? What does that 3 year, 5 year, et cetera, track look like? So to your point, if I'm going to be holding those longer, buy it down. You're going to make it up in no time. If you plan to hold it for a shorter period to get that equity out and roll into the next assets, well, maybe you don't need to. But I think for the most part, we're holding for about 3 to 5 years anyhow.
Correct. And when they come to me, it's one of the most important questions I think a lender needs to ask their client when they're asking for financing is, okay, well, what are your goals with this property? How long do you plan on holding it? In fact, somebody came to me the other day and wanted to refinance one of their houses. And I said, well, how long are you going to hold it? He said, I'm probably going to sell it in 2 to 3 years. And I said, let's don't do financing because it's going to take you at least that long to make up for the cost of financing. And I just, I felt like the strategy was better for him to hold on to it right now rather than trying to reduce the payment by $50.
I gotcha. Interesting. Now, see, we're getting into a little bit of upper level concept here for maybe the self-employed or the person in your case that is no longer employed or no longer owns that business, mm-hmm. doesn't have that income. But for a lot of us out there, and how I started, right, I had the W-2. I had a good income. I had a good debt-to-income ratio. So I went in using the Lifestyles model, which is to pick up distressed assets that may not qualify for conventional lending because they need work. So we buy them with hard money, we fix them up, and then we refinance on the back end into conventional or maybe into a non-qualifying loan product if we need to. Can you talk a little bit about hard money so that the listener understands what that is? I think a lot of people get nervous about the interest rates on hard money, but why should they say, hey, doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter because you're in and out of it very quickly. Hard money should really be called easy money because, I mean, I really only need four things to close a hard money loan. I need an appraisal, survey, title insurance, and then property insurance in place. And once I have those four items, you know, I'm ready to close. That's why we can close those transactions in about a week to a week and a half on a regular basis, whereas conventional is going to take you probably about 4 weeks to close, 3 to 4 weeks. And the nice thing, and this is the benefit to utilizing hard money, yeah, sure, you're doing two closings, you have two sets of closing costs, but let's use a scenario here. Let's say you're buying something at $100,000. You need $50,000 worth of work done to that property, so your hard cost is $150,000. And let's say the after-repaired value, which is what we call ARV, is going to be $200,000. The beautiful thing about hard money is we lend off of the future value. What is that value going to be like once you're done with all the work and the updates on the property? And so in that case, we would fund 100% loan to cost and give you a $150,000 loan on that property and cover all of your costs, and you would only bring closing costs to the table. Now, let's just flip that around for a minute. Let's say you wanted to buy that on conventional. That's $20,000 down. That's 20% of your $100,000. $50,000 out of pocket for rehab. That's $70,000 plus your closing costs. Now, would you rather have $6,000 or $7,000 out of pocket on a hard money loan or 70-something thousand out of pocket? I think that's kind of a no-brainer.
Hey, you don't have to ask me twice. And in fact, the 9 years we've been doing this, we've followed this very model. And for that very reason, I've looked at deals and I always analyze, does it make sense? I want to know, maybe I should just go straight conventional. There have been a few that didn't need that much work, but even on those, especially with the way the market's been appreciating, it made full sense to get in hard money and do that refi in a couple of months and be very, very little out of pocket. Now, we're going to head into a quick break. Stick around. I want to talk about getting out of that hard money loan when we come back from the break.
Dell Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dell, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm joined today by Gary Donham with Capital Concepts. And we were just talking in the prior segment about the Lifestyles model and how we tend to buy with hard money so that we can address things like needing to close fast, addressing maybe the properties got a lot of wear and tear and needs some work in order to qualify for conventional. And then eventually we'll refinance out on the back end into that conventional loan. We're going to get to that side of the equation here in just a minute. But Carrie, I want to do two things. I want to give the number out again in case anyone has any questions. And then I want to mention the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, because as you and I were just discussing, you will be there. So number one, if you have any questions today, call us. It's 855-497-4335 or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. wealthandpassiveincome.com. And then number two, that Wealth and Passive Income Expo, that's going to be here in our neck of the woods. So I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Carrie's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, that's going to be Labor Day weekend, Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th, right here in the middle of the Metroplex at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Go check out the website to learn more. It's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, all written together, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And I mention this in part because, I mean, aside from being in the presence of 5,000 plus investors, I mean, it's the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. Aside from that, which that alone is worth it, we also have our Expert Hall. And what is that? Well, the Expert Hall is where vendors like Carrie, we had a tax protest fella on earlier in the morning, CPAs, anybody you need as part of your team will be present in that Expert Hall. And Carrie, you were telling me over the break, you guys, Capital Concepts, will be there as well. Is that right?
Absolutely. We'll have a booth so you guys can come by and meet me in person, meet Blake in person. Sean from the Houston office is going to be up as well. So our whole team is going to be there.
Awesome. So again, check out the website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. There is a promo code for $97 off any pass or any package. General admission, by the way, is $97. Hey, that makes it free. So use the promo code Andy. That's my name, A-N-D-Y, all caps. And that'll give you $97 off any of those packages. But that Expert Hall is great, Carrie. I had the opportunity to sit with the radio team last year in Houston. I'm at the George R. Brown Conference Center where it was. And in between talking in between shows, meeting all those investors, I got to go out and meet the lenders, the CPAs and whatnot, and add a few people to my team that I was missing. So good opportunity for the folks out there. Now, we're talking hard money in as a way to acquire that property. What comes next in our process?
Sure. So we're in the hard money. And what I'd like to do is just kind of cover the draw process, you know, so they understand how that works. You give the contractor some money to get started, and then when they get a little work done, you can come back to me and request a draw. The draws are pretty quick. We ACH those right into your account. And when you're, I don't know, a couple weeks away from the finished product, and you think the contractor's giving you an end date, and let's say it's 2 weeks away, you can go ahead and submit for the refinance into conventional. We don't have to wait for the property to be ready. We can start the underwriting process ahead of time, get the disclosure package out. We'll have the conditional approval and just be waiting on the appraisal to come in to get our final approval and the clear to close. And what that does, Andy, is it helps somebody get in and out of hard money faster.
Even faster. I mean, we're only in there for maybe a couple months, if that. It depends on the size of the project, obviously. You mentioned a minute ago in your example, $50,000 in renovations. That's probably a decent-sized project. The thing I like about the draw process, it sounds like a hassle. I got to send someone out. I got to pay, what is it, $100 or something like that. It's an extra set of eyes on the process. It's an extra set of eyes that is verifying the work was done and done well. Those inspectors can go out and say, well, actually, no, the contractor, he's got the flooring sitting in there in the boxes, but it's not actually down yet. You know, it allows you to step a little bit out of the process and again, get a second set of eyes on that. So I love that aspect of the hard money loan when it comes to the repair escrow. Okay,
I think as a new investor, yeah, it's critical. Go ahead, Andy.
No, I was going to say, yeah, especially with experience, right? The longer you do this, the more experience you have. But when you're just starting out, it's the more eyes you can get, the more helping hands you can have involved, the better off you are. So you get the draw inspector out there. We're about 2 weeks out from finishing up the full scope of work. So we've kicked off that refinance process. What does the refinance loan look like? What are we doing at this point?
So it's just a standard conventional loan. If you bought your own primary residence, then you know what it's like. If you bought that in the last few years, you'll know that there's a tremendous amount of paperwork that we didn't have before the mortgage meltdown. But now with the new laws and the anti-money laundering laws, you know, the disclosure package is quite a bit more extensive, but it's just a standard conventional loan process where we send the package in to the underwriter. They give us a conditional approval. We go through the conditions. We come back to the borrower, the member in this case, and say, hey, we just need this, this, and this, and we're going to submit for your final and clear to close. And once we get the clear to close, we work with title to draw up the final closing disclosure. We call it a CD, and then they go to closing.
Now, what about, so we're talking about financing. We're talking about buying with other people's money, which I love. I absolutely love to do. I have a little less skin in the game. Now, I do have some skin in the game. Hard money, fix it up, refinance on the back end. I know I have listeners out there that are saying, forget about it. That's far too risky. I've got some cash. I'm just going to be that cash buyer because I don't want to take on the risk of debt. What do you say to that guy or gal?
I say in the right scenario, absolutely, 100%. It will save you money. Cash closing, you know, cash is king. If you can pay all cash, if it makes sense and you're not having to leave enough, you know, too much money into the transaction. So right now, let me give you a scenario. This is better. This will put it in context for people. So we had a lifestyle member come to me here. This has been about 18 months ago, and he wanted to buy two properties from his father-in-law. They were tenant occupied, and he wanted to go directly into conventional financing. Well, I looked at his financials, and I said, well, you know, if we stair-step these, and we take in your cash and buy one now, come back to me, we can do an immediate cash out. Buy the second one, come back to me and do an immediate cash out. Well, guess what we did, Andy? We saved him $14,000 on the down payment on one and $15,000 on the second one. So together we saved him $29,000. And what's he going to do with that $29,000?
Buy another one.
Buy another one. So now he's controlling three income-producing assets for the same amount of money. If he would have just gone over to a standard conventional lender, somebody that doesn't consult with their clientele, somebody that doesn't specialize in investor lending. So that's huge. That's called delayed financing. Now, there are some limitations. We probably don't need to get into those right now. That's a one-on-one conversation. But feel free to call me. We'll talk about that.
I would agree with you. Yeah, there are a lot of different roads to Rome. Ultimately, you want to take down that property. You want to get that property cash flowing to add to your passive income, to build that snowball, to get it bigger and bigger so it rolls faster and faster. So you take down more and more houses and get into apartments and so on. So, but we don't need to get into the details here. There are a lot of different creative strategies. And you mentioned phone. How do people get a hold of you if they do want to learn more?
Oh, sure. Phone number at the office is 972-573-9201. It is phone, fax, and text, all in one number, 972-573-9201. The website is the number 4, smartmoney.com.
Okay, hard money, easy money, smart money right there. And of course, like we mentioned earlier at the start of this segment, I will be at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Carrie will be there with Blake and the team from Capital Concepts as well. So that would be a great time to come out and float some scenarios, ask some questions, dig into the details around that. If you have cash, if you have a lot of cash, we talked on an earlier show about the fact that speed is king right now. You have to be able to move fast. And sometimes that's getting in cash. You don't want to leave that cash in the deal though. So you need to talk with an expert like Carrie to understand once I get that deal taken down, do what I need to do on the renovation side or whatever I have to do to that property, how do I then get that cash back out? So I can get into the next deal and the next deal after that. You got to think about velocity. You got to think about keeping that cash rolling and not tied up as debt equity in that property. We're going to head into a quick break. We have our final segment coming up, so stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest Wealth and Passive Income Expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. Wealth and Passive Income Expo.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we've been talking about financing. What is the Lifestyles model from a financing perspective, what is it that we're doing? And typically what we're doing, we're talking about single family houses in particular right now, and we're looking for those assets that we can get at a discount. And commonly that's they're sold at a discount. Why? Somebody's in a hurry, divorce, death, inherited property, that sort of thing, foreclosure perhaps, or the asset itself is very much distressed. It needs so much work, or at least that's the perception that seller has, that they just want it gone. They don't want to deal with it anymore, whether that's an investor selling or, you know, just a homeowner. And so we're going in and we're getting this thing at a discount. We're buying it with hard money that addresses that need to close fast, or that condition of that property. We're fixing it up and then we're refinancing on the back end. And Carrie Donham with Capital Concepts has been with us today to help illustrate and shine some light on parts of that process. We talked a little bit about the draw process, how you pull your funds out for those repairs that you've done out of the repair escrow that they've held on your behalf. And that gets you to the finish line, gets the property repaired. You get that money out on the back end. You do that rate and term refi, cash out refi if you bought with cash in the first place. And then you move on to the next deal. And we talked just at the very end of last break. Velocity is key. You want to keep that ball rolling ultimately. And Carrie, let's talk now. We've talked broadly about the process. What other sort of products do you have out there? You know, I'm beyond my 10 loans. I can't do any more of the conventional from a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac perspective. You talked a little bit about those non-qualifying loans. What else might I think of as somebody that's a little bit farther along in my progression?
So I think, really, our go-to product right now is going to be the 30-year fixed asset-based loan that we mentioned previously. But we also offer true commercial financing from, you know, like smaller banks. Those are going to be a little bit different. The reason they're a little bit different is they're not a 30-year fixed. I mean, that's why I like the asset-based loan, securitized loan. It's a 30-year fixed product, so you don't have to worry about it adjusting. You don't have to refinance it at some point in the future. And so that's going to be probably our go-to. But under the portfolio loans, we have bank financing. Bank financing is a 5-year note, typically 20-year amortization. That's what most banks will want to go to, is a 20. Some are very conservative. They'll only do a 15-year. Others have, in the past, have been known to do 25. I found a very rare bank that they just quit lending during COVID and haven't started lending again. But I found one that was willing to do a 5-year note with a 30-year AM, and that was even more appealing because now the cash flow is there. But you still have that 5-year balloon. You're going to have to do something at that 5-year mark, either sell the properties, refinance, et cetera.
Well, and that comes back to your goals as an investor. Your targeted hold period, what is your exit strategy, right? And just a few weeks back, I did a show on that very topic of exit strategy. What is your plan? So you do need to have an idea of this going in. That's where part of your team can help you very strongly, which is your mentors. So Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group. And that's fundamentally what I did day one, is sit down with those mentors to hash out that plan. What are your goals, Andy and Jennifer, my wife? What is it you're trying to achieve? Well, based on that, here's what you should think about. Here's what you should set as your targets. Here's what you should do. And then bring on board team members like Carrie, like other folks from the vendor program to help us fulfill those goals. But yeah, it comes down to if at the end of 5 years, well, either you refinance, what are your expectations then, or divest that asset? And just for the listener to be sure we're clear here, when you're talking about a 15-year or a 20-year or a 25-year amortization, that's just how your debt, basically that affects your interest payment on your debt, the size of that. The shorter the amortization, the higher that interest payment, that debt payment is going to be, which is why Carrie says, hey, at 25 years or even better, even at 30 years, your cash flow goes up because your debt payment is lower. So you're doing portfolio loans, which is the bank loan, which is held in their portfolio. That's where it gets its name. You mentioned true commercial as well. Now, when I think commercial, I'm thinking multifamily. Do you lend in the multifamily sphere as well?
Absolutely. I just funded two multifamily projects for two different lifestyle members. I funded, those were cash out refinances, and I funded one of them in 2016 for the one borrower, and then the other borrower, I funded that one in 2018, and they were coming back to do cash outs and had significant increase in value. I want to talk real quickly about the cash flow program, and then I'm going to come back to multifamily if you don't mind.
Okay,
so that
let's
way
do
I
it.
Don't forget.
Absolutely.
On the cash flow program, we offer also a portfolio loan, blanket loan. I'm doing a 27-property, $3.3 million deal for a Lifestyles member down in San Antonio, cash out currently on that product. So you don't have to do them individually. If you're looking at a package of 10, like the duplexes that were recently put out at Lifestyles over in Longview, I think it was, you know, we were looking at that type of program to be able to fund those. So that way you have one loan on them. It makes it much easier. So now, moving back into multifamily. Multifamily, we have been funding multifamily for members probably since, I want to say maybe for the last 5 years, 5 to 7 years. And we have various loan products right now. We have small balance commercial, very small balance, which is under $1 million on the loan amount. Now, under $1 million on the loan amount is kind of tricky right now because, again, we get into that 20-year amortization, right? And so that does eat into your cash flow and makes the deal less appealing in some cases. Now, 30-year amortization is obviously the way to go if you can get it. If I have $1 million plus, I have a bank portfolio loan. And those deals that I just did recently were 3.5%, 30-year AM, 5-year note. So that kind of gives you an idea of what you'd be looking at for $1 million plus loan amount. And since it's a portfolio loan, it doesn't have near the paperwork that your Fannie and Freddie agency loans are going to have. Now, Fannie and Freddie are non-recourse, okay? So they're recourse loans and non-recourse loans.
What does that mean? Explain that, recourse versus non-recourse.
If it's a non-recourse loan, barring any fraudulent activity, then they don't come back to you for a deficiency judgment if they foreclose on that property. But what I've been telling people all along is, you know, even if you have a 20% drop in the market and they end up selling that at a discount, most of your financing is going to be around 75% LTV. So I think you give yourself a good window and a good cushion in there that you're not going to have a deficiency judgment. But that's really the difference between recourse and non-recourse. You're personally guaranteeing it or you're not personally guaranteeing it.
Got it. I want to be sure that was a clear term for everyone out there. And when it comes to the single family homes, when we're wrapping or rolling that into the Fannie Mae product on the back end, that is non-recourse. Or excuse me, that is recourse.
That's a standard recourse loan. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Okay, so hey, we talk a lot about the fact that real estate investing is a team sport. And I want to drive this point home. I talked about this last week as well. You don't have to do it all, whether it's out there touching up the paint on the walls or walking the property, leasing it yourself. Obviously, when it comes to lending, you're going to have somebody on your team that is associated with those banks that can get you those loans, that can put those products together. And boy, Carrie, you guys do it all, quite frankly, from the hard money to the back end stuff, to the commercial stuff, to the portfolio. So that's good to know. And I want to also drive home the point that you and your team will be present at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. So to the listener, if you are looking to bulk up your team, increase your bench strength, be sure to get out there. That's going to be Labor Day weekend. What else is going on? Tell us a little bit more about Capital Concepts. Are you guys,
sure.
I hear the term mortgage banker thrown around and mortgage broker. What kind of hat are you wearing there?
So we're a banker. And one of the biggest benefits, and again, I have a scenario. I have so many scenarios, but it just helps put context when I say this. When being a banker, we don't have to order appraisals through the lender that is going to fund the loan. Because we're funding the loan in our name, we get to order through our AMC of choice. And that means that the AMC that we choose to order appraisals through, we have a rotation of appraisers set up. And so it's always going to be one of four or five guys in each market that go out to do the appraisal. Now, let me give you a scenario where this is it makes all the difference in the world.
Let's do it, and we got about 45 seconds left.
There's a member that came to us. We did an appraisal at 225 on a hard money loan for a duplex. He went to a different lender. The appraisal came in at $180,000, a $45,000 difference. So he moved the file back over to us. We closed it, saved him $45,000.
Wow. So you hit his target. Holy cow. Okay. Because you have those appraisers that are familiar, again, with this model that we've been talking about, buying hard money, renovating, putting this finished product on the market as a rental, and then doing that refinance. So, hey, Carrie, we're at the end of the show. I want to thank you very much for joining me today. We've hit a lot of topics, a lot of information. And to the listener, if you missed anything, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You can catch the archives there, revisit the show, take notes. What do you have questions on? Reach out to Carrie. He gave you the number in an earlier segment. Email me at askandy wealthandpassiveinc.com, or even better, get out to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com to register. Promo code Andy, A-N-D-Y, all caps. Carrie, we'll see you there.
Thank you, Andy.
All right, thanks for joining. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.